Skip the ramen noodles. Don't even think about a frozen pizza. It's time to find out where you'll enjoy some drinks and dinner tonight.
Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
On KNST.
Are you in for a big treat this afternoon? We are here broadcasting live from the KNST studios on the intergalactic compound of Clear Channel Media and Entertainment. I'm Matt Russell coming to you live, as I do every Saturday at 4 right here on KNST. And whether you're listening to us on AM 790 on the dial, or perhaps you're streaming live on our website, onthemenulive.com, maybe you're one of the millions that tunes in every Saturday at 4 on the iHeartRadio Network. We are so glad you're here. Now, this is one of our favorite shows of the year, fellow foodies, because we love what it means to be patriotic. And we love to think about the patriotism that exists on a plate and in a glass. And this entire show is celebrating the red, white, and blue. Our last show before July 4th, which is coming up next Friday. And we have brought in some folks. You know, you just can't do a food radio show that talks about all the stars and the stripes and all of the great things from the part of the country where this nation, in fact, quite literally was founded. We've got a guy here in the studio who is going to make this show come alive. He's one of the most colorful culinary characters in all of Southern Arizona, from Frankie's South Philly Cheesesteaks and Hoagies. Frank Santos is back. Frankie!
Good evening, everybody.
Oh!
I'm so happy to be here. And I'm really thrilled about talking about July 4th and Philadelphia.
Well, I mean, we couldn't do a July 4th show without having you here. And, you know, you probably spent probably a couple weeks of your life in Philadelphia, I would imagine.
Well, I moved right from Philadelphia to here. So I spent, I'm 60, I spent 50 years in Philadelphia.
Wow.
And I travel back at least 4 or 5 times a year.
Right. So you grew up in South Philadelphia, on the corner of
Third and Porter Street.
Third and Porter. It doesn't get much more South Philadelphia than that, man.
No, it does not. we're a block away from the Italian mob and a block away from the Irish mob.
So, tell me what it was like on the corner of Third and Porter in South Philadelphia on July 4th every day. I mean, what did the Santos family do every Independence Day?
Well, we would have either. Being in a row house, we had a backyard, so we would do barbecues in the backyard. Sometimes we get a big maybe half a bushel of crabs. My father would, he steam up the crabs.
Yes.
And then some years we went to Atlantic City. Mom would pack the kids up in the 56 Chevy, and we head to Atlantic City, and that's where we would go down on a ball walk here, and then of course Dad would fight the traffic coming back. I never realized how difficult that was for Mom and Dad until I got older.
Wow.
You know, the traffic.
Exactly. What they do for their family,
yeah,
right?
Families.
Exactly.
But that's what they do. As I got older, there's a huge concert they have July 4th down at the Art Museum. Mm. So that happens every July 4th. That's huge. They do that every year. And matter of fact, 1776, the very first July 4th celebration was done in Philadelphia at City Tavern.
That's right.
And it's we close on July 4th because it is the big holiday for Philadelphia and for our country.
Right. Right.
And it's a special day for us.
I tell you, I love City Tavern. I actually, I've been to Philadelphia several times, but it had been a long time since I had been until just a few months ago when you and I got together and you sort of gave me my little passport for the kinds of things that I needed to do. Now I went to City Tavern, and I had never been to City Tavern before. And when you say that's the place where they celebrated the first anniversary of our nation's founding, they quite literally celebrated it in that building. There was a ball. People showed up. It was a huge party. And I had so much fun hanging out there. And I remember what you said. Now, when you walk in, you know, you sort of navigate your way over to the bar. Surprise, surprise, Frankie. And just, you know, get a martini, get a cocktail, sit down, and just watch people coming in and out. Isn't that fun?
My first time we went to go out, my wife Deb and I, we went there for lunch. That's where we went. We went there for lunch. As the first place we went to eat together was City Tavern.
Wow.
I just love it. I just love it. And July 4th there is so special. And the whole East Coast. July 4th is celebrated on the East Coast totally different.
Isn't it, though?
Than it is on the West Coast.
Yeah. You know what? One thing that kind of bothers me now, I'm born and raised in Washington, D.C. I was born
on July 4th.
Another birthday.
So I take this holiday very seriously, sir. And the fact that there is no parade in Southern Arizona on the 4th of July, there's a parade for everything. Frank Santos.
Everything.
There is no parade at July 4th. Where's the Grand Marshal? Where are the Stars and Stripes? There needs to be an uprising here. Anyway, let me calm down here a little bit.
It's a totally different atmosphere. I mean, look at New York. New York has the big Navy parade. All the Navy ships come in.
Tall ships, right.
I mean, up and down. Washington has their big July 4th.
Right on the Capitol grounds. Yeah. You know, the Capitol 4th.
Concert.
Played there on the mall for years and years. And,
It's a beautiful thing. Everybody gonna go down to Jersey Shore.
Absolutely.
Wildwood, Cape May, Atlantic City.
Now you mentioned crabs. So again, I'm a DC guy. I still have family back there. My sister lives in Maryland. My dad lives in DC, and we grew up on crabs, Old Bay crabs. When you're thinking about July 4th, what are some of the other kinds of things from a culinary perspective that you used to sink your teeth into on that?
Well, of course, potato salad, which my wife made a beautiful homemade potato salad. We have some potato salad here.
We're actually going to be eating some of that potato salad. Oh, of course,
you know, you think about corn on the cob.
Right.
Hot dogs. Of course, hamburgers.
Right.
Chicken.
Right.
All the great barbecue food that we grow up with. You know, you throw all that on the grill.
And that's July 4th right
that's
there.
July 4th.
That's what it's all about.
Beer.
I was waiting, Frank Santos.
Beer.
Took him 9 minutes and 54 seconds to get to the sun.
For some reason or other, I think July 4th is more beer drinking than hard liquor.
I was going to ask you about that, yeah.
I'm not sure what the reason for that is. I mean, on New Year's Eve, there's probably more hard liquor drinking than beer.
You're probably
but
right.
On July 4th, a lot of beer's drinking.
I think it's because it's a little bit more casual also.
Yeah, absolutely. It's hanging out in your shorts and your T-shirt. Yeah. You know, you pop a couple of brewskis.
That's right. The martini glass just isn't quite.
I mean, on New Year's Eve, people drink hard liquor.
Yeah, exactly.
But
exactly.
On July 4th,
Cinco de Mayo,
beer.
We know what we drink there. But July 4th, and you know what?
It's beer.
I love this sort of explosion in the craft beer scene here. Yeah. But I've sort of have this tradition. I have to drink a Budweiser on July 4th. And it has to be out of a Stars and Stripes can, Frank Santos.
Okay.
It can't be any of these sort of pedestrian
That's
label.
That's what we're talking about.
Right. And a lot of my beer friends say, Budweiser, really? But I love a good Budweiser. It's the king of beers.
Yeah.
Now it's owned by a European company. I guess I'll have to get, beside that.
Leinenkugel,
yeah, great beer from Pennsylvania.
Yingling.
Right?
Get that Yingling.
Yingling, classic beer from where you're from.
That's what I'm talking about. Now, we're closed on July 4th. We celebrate July 4th. We close that restaurant.
As you should.
It is closed.
I tell you what, you got to spend some time with the people that you love. Celebrate America. 238 years ago, a bunch of guys got in the room and said, you know what, we can do things better.
Right.
And it was from that spirit that we get things like cheesesteaks,
right.
And we got bourbon.
Well, Ben Franklin.
Potato salad.
Ben Franklin, that cheesesteak.
That's right. Well, we're going to be talking with Frankie Santos and his lovely wife, Deb, here about all the great things going on at Frankie's South Philly Cheesesteaks. They got a new website. They got a new menu. They got all kinds of great stuff coming up. And you don't want to miss this. And guess what, fellow foodies? Frank and his charity is going to be giving you the opportunity to call into the station and win a gift certificate to experience Frankie's for yourself. So stick around. You don't want to miss any part of this great patriotic broadcast live from AM 790 KNST. Stick around. We'll be right back.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. Fellow foodies, you are in for a treat. We are here rocking our July 4th broadcast with our good friends Frankie Santos and Deb Santos from Frankie's South Philly Cheesesteaks and Hoagies, celebrating what it means to be a great American. And I am staring at two great Americans right now. Thank you guys for helping us to celebrate America right here in the studio.
Oh, thank you very, very much.
So we talked about, you know, Frank, how you spent your childhood growing up on the corner of 3rd and Porter in South Philadelphia. We're going to be talking with Deb Santos a little bit about how she came into your life, but what's going on with you these days?
Well, we have a lot of things going on at the shop. Our catering has really exploded. We did a big catering affair up on Mount Lemmon for 115 people.
Oh my God!
We bring our grills and everything.
You took grills and
everything.
Sandwich makings and such up Mount Lemmon.
We had a budget truck, 24 footer. filled with equipment.
Oh, my gosh.
And all we did, we laid everything out, and we just served everybody, and we kept serving them and serving them. And they were having a ball, and they'd come back. We'd cook up some more hot dogs or hamburgers or cheesesteaks. And then at the end of the evening, we left them enough food for a late dinner, plus even a little food for breakfast because they all stayed up there in Mount Lemmon.
Oh, wow.
That was the biggest catering we ever did.
And catering is a great, I mean, when thinking about catering, there's sort of the tried and true kind of menus around town, but this is something I think that would be so much fun because you know, cheesesteaks, absolutely, but you got so much on your menu that you can think way beyond. So what are some of the other things on your menu? And of course, you've got a new menu, that has just been launched. Deb, talk about what's happening at the store on the new menu.
Well, we've added some new sides, which are kind of exciting. And one of my favorite, and I've been working on this, trying to get Frank talked into this for a long, long time.
He's stubborn, ain't he?
Uh-huh.
He's stubborn, that Frankie Santos.
I may be the German, but man, is he stubborn when it comes to this. So we've had, we have sweet potato fries with a little special seasoning that we put on them, our little secret seasoning.
We went to, there's a restaurant called Iskabibbles. They're on Horses Street, diagonally from Jim Steaks.
Oh, in Philadelphia. In the South Side, yeah.
And they're known for their sweet potato fries.
That's what I've heard. I've never been.
So went to Iskabibbles. There were some people there. We ate. We had the fries and loved them. And I showed them our card that we have a shop in Tucson, and we talked them into giving us their secret seasoning that they do for their fries and what type of.
You got to be the only ones that they've ever shared that secret with.
So we implemented it, but the seasoning and all came from the inspiration for the fries came from my wife Deb, but we went there. It's always got to be a Philly connection,
of course.
I went there and I got Iskabibble seasoning. Put on our fries.
On the fries. A little side of fries like that with a cheesesteak, with an Italian hoagie.
I was telling somebody about it. I said, well, look it up. He said, how the hell am I going to spell that?
Yeah, just Google Iskabibbles.
Iskabibbles.
So, Deb, how in the world did you get tied up with this guy here, Frank? I mean, your life was going along just fine. Everything was just hunky-dory, and then Frank Santos shows up in your life. How did that happen?
Well, the odd part of it is I was from Minnesota, lived in Minnesota. And Frank was in Philadelphia. I was there for a dental convention. And I was there for a few days. Last day, I went down to the bar restaurant. There was a private party. And they said, you can sit at the bar. I did. And somebody came up and ordered a white wine spritzer. As I was drinking the Yingling beer, some man came up and ordered a white wine spritzer.
Oh,
and I
thought,
like,
this has got to be
good. The only white wine spritzer I ever ordered in my life. And I never drank another one.
Yeah, because every time I see Frank around town, you know, he's got a nice, gorgeous martini in his hand. A white wine spritzer? How, defend yourself, well, Frank Santos?
We were having this dinner. It was Marine Day. And I retired from the Delaware River Pilots working for them. And it was Marine Day. So we were out there rowing boats. It was a big thing. And afterwards, we have a big dinner. And they had this big dinner at the Hyatt Hotel. But the president and the board of directors and people were there. And this thing was going to go on for 4 hours. And I didn't want to start in on martinis. We should face it. So they had bottles of wine on the table. Uh-huh. And I asked somebody, what am I going to drink here? And they said, Frankie, here's what they just... Get a little wine, put it in ice, go get some, club soda. It's white wine spritzer. And just drink that for like the last hour. Then hit the martinis. That's pretty much what I did.
And Deb said, that's the guy for me. But anyway, now you're from a Vikings fan, I guess. I'm a Redskins fan. Oh, Michael Goodrich has got his arms in the air.
I love the Vikings. My dad's from Minnesota, too.
Is he really?
Yeah, from Winona.
My gosh.
My daughter went to college in Winona.
He did, too. I was going to go to Winona, too, but I got stuck at Pima Community College. Go Aztecs, I think. Okay.
We're actually going to be talking, Deb, with you a little bit later about some of the things on the menu that actually have your name. And you actually, some of your creativity is behind some of the things that have been on the menu sort of seasonally. But we're going to be diving in just a few minutes to that potato salad because, July 4th, you can't have a July 4th celebration without that potato salad. Is this a secret family recipe, Deb, that you've brought to the table?
Kind of, yes, and with a little spin of our own, which is the.
Frank is kicking her. He doesn't want her to talk about it on the air.
Yeah, I know.
This is another secret these guys are keeping from us.
No, the combination we took some potato salad my mother used to always make, some ideas of Deb and her mom always make potato salad, and kind of put them together.
Okay. Well, we're going to put that that tradition right here to the test when we come back from our break and talk to another couple of guests. We're going to dive right into this Frankie's experience. We're going to be talking to our good friend Matthew Landon from the Hacienda del Sol about his Red, White, and Brew event that's coming up on July 4th. Plus, we're going to be talking all about bourbon with the master distiller at one of only three licensed distillers in the entire state. And we're going to be doing a little tasting of what they call Copper City bourbon here on the other side of the break. So stick around. We're going to take a quick commercial break, thank a couple of sponsors, and when we come back, we're going to be talking to Matthew Landon from the Hacienda del Sol. You're listening to AM 790 KNST. Stick around.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio, and it's only here on KNST.
Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from the KNST studio, having a great time here for our July 4th broadcast as we're planning their patriotic approach to great cocktails, to great culinary experiences, to great aesthetics, to great settings. And there is a group of guys in town who get together every year and they put on a July 4th experience. You know, you can't even call it an event, Frank Santos. It's an experience. It's an encounter.
Oh, absolutely.
You head up to Hacienda del Sol for their annual Red, White, and Brew event, and there's only one guy in this town that can talk about it better than I can, and he's Matthew Landon from the Hacienda. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fantastic. How you doing today, Matt?
Hey, we're having a great time. You know, we're talking about cheesesteaks, Italian hoagies, potato salad. We're going to be drinking a little bourbon a little bit later on in the show because that's America's pioneering spirit, so I would say we're having a pretty good time.
Yeah, it sounds like you are.
But when are we not having a good time, Matt?
Exactly.
So anyway, you know, the time has come. You've got less than 7 days where you're going to roll out the Red, White, and Blue carpets to host Southern Arizona for this great classic Americana experience. Tell everybody what's going on for Red, White, and Brew.
Well, this is going to be our second annual Red, White, and Brew here at Hacienda del Sol. So what we have this year, we have the chefs, you know, came up with a very creative menu, some, you know, different types of barbecue-style food and, you know, different accompaniments to go with that as well. We're going to have, you know, beer can chicken, corn dogs, barbecue, St. Louis ribs, some andouille sausage with peppers and onions, blackened chicken wings, all your different, you know, slaws and salads, corn on the cobs, barbecue beans, assorted melons, and then, you know, Augustine Sanchez, our pastry chef, is going to be doing some of his pies and cobblers and, you know, all that different fun 4th of July affair that you're used to seeing.
Just sounds absolutely beautiful. You know, Frankie was just saying during the commercial break, you know, he knows you guys do beer can chicken better than anybody.
My wife introduced me to that beer can chicken, Matt, and then when I saw that you guys were doing beer can chicken on July 4th, I'm telling everybody, if you never had beer can chicken, you want to go there on July 4th to get it's the greatest chicken ever. I never did it. My wife started doing it. It's the only way we do chicken.
Yeah,
beer can chicken.
Yeah, you rest a whole chicken atop a can of beer. And when they're all lined up, it looks like a regiment of chickens sitting on kind of beer cans. But this sounds like an amazing spread that you put together. Now, I understand you're going to be partnering with some local brewers to celebrate as well.
We are, actually. We have 1055 Brewery. We also have Barrio Brewery and Four Peaks. So we're trying to keep everything, you know, local Arizona. So they're all going to be here pouring, you know, different samples of their beers as well. Well, I mean, 12-ounce when I say samples. So, you know, we're used to the 16-ounce pints here. So that will be $4 for each beer. The event will be $25 for food. It'll be $12.50 for children under 12. And then children under 6 are going to be free. Let's see. We have Hey Bucko is going to be the entertainment for the night. So if you haven't had a chance to hear them, they're pretty fantastic. Local Tucson band. They're kind of like a spaghetti kind of country western band is what they call themselves.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, so they are a lot of fun. And, you know, we always have a great time when they are up here. The festivities start at 5 o'clock. They will end at 9. The entertainment's going to go from 5 to 8 because we won't be having any fireworks here at the property, but we figured, you know, try to end the entertainment a little early just in case someone wanted to go and grab a spot to check out some of the fireworks, you know, across town.
I think that's a great idea, and I would imagine, you know, you're having a great time up at the Hacienda, you know, having a few beers, maybe some of these specialty cocktails, and are there packages available? I mean, are there rooms still available? Should people want to hang out and spend the night?
You know, there are rooms available. We haven't sold out yet. You know, we have a couple great specials that are going on this summer. We have our, it's our 85th year actually being open here on the property. So
right.
We do have an $85 special that has been extended. So, yeah, if you'd like to call up here at the resort, the number's 299-1501, and I'm sure we'd be more than happy to try to get you in a room.
That's great. You know, I think Frank Santos think you were at the ribbon cutting there when they
Matt,
opened.
We will call and get, we will get a room for that night.
Oh, there you go. All right, so we got one room booked. Matthew, this is how we work. But anyway, what's the number again for people to make reservations, Matt?
Well, the phone number for the restaurant is 529-3500. And then, like I said, the number for the resort is 299-1501.
Excellent. Now, we talked about this grand American spread that you've got food-wise, these great local beers that you're bringing to the table. I understand you got some ideas for some specialty cocktails for those that want to go a little bolder. What do you got up your sleeve?
Well, you know, John Kulikowski, he's very creative with his cocktails. He has a great watermelon sandia drink that we will be selling for the evening as well. It has some Maria Brizard watermelon liqueur. It has Grey Goose melon vodka. And then some fresh-made watermelon juice, and it's all put together, and it's just a perfect cocktail to enjoy, you know, during the summertime here. So
yeah, I would think.
We'll have that to offer, and then, you know, a red and a white. Just in case someone wants to get some a glass of wine to enjoy as well.
Yeah, this is just going to be a beautiful thing, and I'm glad you're finding out some way to get watermelon in there. And leave it to John Kulikowski and his boundless creativity to bring watermelon to a July 4th party in a cocktail. That sounds absolutely beautiful. Now, you know, inquiring minds want to know, Matthew Landon, is Jeff Timon going to dress up as Uncle Sam this year, or what? Is that just a rumor?
I guess it might be a rumor. You never know. He could make a special appearance, and we'll see.
Well, now where did you grow up, Matt Landon?
Well, I grew up here in Tucson, so, you know, it's just been a fantastic time having the opportunity to be here and, you know, work here at the Hacienda and just, you know, be a part of all these great events that we have the chance to, you know, feature for everybody here in town of Tucson.
You know, we were talking about this earlier in the show. You know, there's no parade in Southern Arizona on July 4th. I mean, Frank and I grew up back east. I'm from D.C. Frank's from South Philadelphia. You grew up here, Matthew Landon. Did it ever occur to you that there should be a parade on July 4th? I mean, this is like a crusade of mine now.
You know what? I mean, Matt, that's something we need to start, you know, putting our minds together and see if we can try to come up with something for next 4th of July.
I'm all over it. Okay, Red, White, and Brew at the Hacienda del Sol. You've got all kinds of wonderful things on the spread, on the buffet. You've got great local beers. You've got these wonderful watermelon sandia cocktails. You've got live entertainment from Hey Bucko. You got rooms that are priced so cheap you would be silly not to spend the weekend there at Hacienda. Again, how can people get information and how can they make their own reservations for this incredible party on July the 4th?
Like I said, the restaurant phone number here is 529-3500. If you want to make a reservation for the rooms, it's 299-1501. And you can also check us out on the web, HaciendaDelSol.com.
That sounds great. That's 5 to 9 p.m. on July 4th at the Hacienda. It's going to be one heck of a party. Matthew Landon, happy July 4th, and I can't wait to see you up at the Hacienda.
All right, sounds good, Matt. Thank you very much.
I'll look you up, Matt, when I get there.
That's right. Ask for Matthew Landon.
I will.
By name. Anyway, you know, they always do such a great job up there.
Oh,
absolutely
yeah.
Love it. Always so much fun. Anyway, we're up against a hard news break. We're going to take a quick Fox News break, thank a couple of sponsors, and when we come back, we're going to be going deep in the heart of bourbon here in Arizona. You don't want to miss this. You're listening to On the Menu Live on AM 790 KNST. Stick around.
Spice up your Saturday night. He'll tell you where to have fun tonight. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from KNST AM 790 at the intergalactic headquarters of Clear Channel Media and Entertainment here on the corner of Oracle and Fort Lowell. Having a great time as we're planning our July 4th festivities. This is our Independence Day broadcast, and you just can't talk about Independence Day and July 4th without our special guests here that are here with us all hour, from Frankie's South Philly Cheesesteaks and Hoagies, Frankie and Deb Santos. Having a great time. This is too much fun. Just too much fun.
I love it.
So
I'm not big on talking, but.
Yeah, right. Well, open your mouth, for crying out loud. Well, anyway, you know, few would deny, Frank, that when you're thinking about America's pioneering spirit, is there one particular spirit that really embodies and represents what America is all about? I mean, there's a whole spectrum of booze. I got to say it's bourbon. I mean, yeah, bourbon is bourbon. It's the classic American spirit. And, you know, I once heard that, you know, it had to be made in Kentucky to be called bourbon. But that's just a myth. I mean, there's wonderful craft bourbons popping up all over the United States. The only thing by federal law that a bourbon has to have, it has to be at least 51% corn. Absolutely. And it has to be aged in white American oak. If outside of that, you can put in some barley, you can put in some rye, you can put in other kind of grains, but it's got to be 51% corn. So there actually is there's a couple of guys up in Tempe that have crafted the first legally produced bourbon in Arizona since Prohibition. Oh. I mean, this is absolutely crazy. Now, when Prohibition took hold of Arizona in 1915, the owner of Copper City Brewing Company, he sold a beer in protest and they threw him in jail. And that is sort of the spirit behind what is called Copper City Bourbon. Now, Frank, I didn't know you were a bourbon guy, so talk to us about what you like about bourbon, because as you talk, I'm actually going to be pouring some samples of Copper City Bourbon.
If I drink whiskey has this, I'll call it a sharp taste. Bourbon has more of like a sweeter taste. I mean, like bourbon and ginger ale. I love bourbon and ginger ale. I'm a martini guy. But after two martinis, I have no problem going to bourbon.
Someone write that down. Right. After, what do you got to hydrate after those martinis? After two martinis, I got no problem going to bourbon. And Frankie Santos.
I didn't know you were going to have bourbon.
You might not remember
here.
It in the morning.
Yeah. But, I mean, people, our friends who have restaurants, they'll tell you, I'll be there. All of a sudden, I'll give me a shot of that.
Right.
Give me a shot of that bourbon.
Well, let's try. Let's do this. Let's toast. Give your lovely wife some, and let's say cheers to the spirit that brought us all together. The bold and brave men in 1776 who took a huge risk, and without them, we would not be here doing this today. So,
cheers to our forefathers and the brotherly love.
Right. God bless them.
All right, let's see. Oh, that's good. Okay, so
that's actually. I really like that.
Yeah, so
Now,
I would not have known. I mean, I would not have known.
There she now.
Boy,
in there.
It warms you all. Oh, yeah.
It's your friend, Deb. It's your friend. Don't be afraid. Okay. Don't ask questions.
Okay, I'll take my hand out of your mouth.
So
all warmed up.
This particular bourbon, you know, what I like about this is, you know, it really is smooth. I mean, there are some bourbons that really are crafted in a way that, I mean, they just kind of smack you in the face. So, you know, when I'm thinking of kind of, you know, flavor profiles for this particular bourbon, I mean, this is almost, there's some vanilla in here. Getting a little bit of caramel in there. Just beautiful.
I'll tell you one thing. I've had a few liquors or wines made in Arizona that I wasn't crazy about. This is good. This is good.
Now, we're drinking it neat. Of course, great single sort of barrel, small batch bourbons, ultra premium bourbons like the one we're drinking here. Always enjoyable neat. You know, maybe a couple drops of water on ice is certainly okay. I'm here to say. A lot of people say, you put ice in a bourbon, you know, you'll stick out like a sore thumb. But no. Do the bourbon any way you want it, and really enjoy. And I love the history behind this. It comes from the Arizona Distilling Company up in Tempe. Again, this was the very first legally produced bourbon in the state of Arizona since Prohibition. And I love, and it's got this big bold gold star right on the label. So I thought it'd be perfect for this Stars and Stripes broadcast here. Copper City Bourbon from the Arizona Distilling Company. You can find them pretty much everywhere across town.
Let me just say one thing. To everybody out there. Matt Russell said we're doing a July 4th get together here. He wasn't kidding. We got American flag right here.
We do.
He got the American flag here. So we're really celebrating July 4th and being patriotic and celebrating this, this wonderful, wonderful country we live in.
That's exactly right. Isn't that beautiful? There's only, now there's only one thing missing, and Michael probably gets so sick of hearing me say this each and every week, but there's only one thing missing from this great July 4th broadcast is, and on July 4th, I'm going to be enjoying a Rocky Patel Freedom cigar.
Oh!
I had the chance to meet Rocky at a cigar show up in Las Vegas last year. I had a chance to get to know him, and he really has that spirit that embodies what this whole conversation is about. Yeah. And he's crafted this cigar called the Freedom. And, you know, were it not for the misguided voters here in Arizona that said that you have to stand on the corner to enjoy your cigar, and pretty soon we won't be able to even do that, Frank Santos. Well, but that's the only thing missing from this
last
party.
Last year, we went to his nightclub in Florida.
Oh, you did? Oh,
yeah.
Oh, I'm jealous.
Oh, I went.
He went.
I was in Bern, right down in Naples, Florida. I was in his nightclub. If you haven't been, that nightclub's unbelievable, beautiful.
And here I am wearing a Naples shirt. There's a. I didn't even know there was a Bern
there. Yes, well, Bern.
All right, I got to go back.
It's beautiful.
Can you take over the rest of the show? I'm out of here.
So I, we usually go to Naples once a year for a couple weeks, spend some time with some friends. And last year, so I hung out in Bern.
Love it. Yeah, I've got family in Bonita Springs, which is a 20-minute drive from Naples, which is why I got this shirt. But anyway, so we're having some bourbon. What do you think about a food pairing here? So, I think could we be the only ones pairing bourbon and potato salad right now?
We have a Frankie Saffarelli hoagie, potato salad, and the bourbon. Look, you may start out not having a good pairing. But once you get through that bourbon, you get enough of that bourbon in you. Everything you eat's gonna fit right in.
Exactly. We're gonna try this potato salad because and let me just remind our listeners that that Frank and Deb Santos are going to be giving away a gift certificate to enjoy Frankie's South Philly cheesesteaks and hoagies for yourself if you're the first person to call in with the trivia question this week. And we got to think about what kind of fun question we should ask. But anyway, let's talk about this potato salad because Deb Santos, you were saying that this is a recipe that you have sort of worked with for a long time. But I want to try this because I'm a potato salad aficionado.
Uh-oh. Okay.
So you should be shaking in your boots.
Oh, I'm feeling kind of confident.
Okay. Yes. Well, you should be because you're Deb Santos. But one of the first things that I like about this potato salad, and I've shown remarkable restraint because I haven't tasted it yet, it's the consistency and it's the texture, because the binding of the mayo, and you might have a couple of other ingredients up your sleeve, but the binding is perfect because I could probably hold this dish upside down and the potato salad would stay, which is what you want. But it doesn't look pasty. It doesn't look mealy. It just looks like it's the beautiful consistency. So I'm going in on this potato salad. Talk to us about how this all came about.
Enjoy it. Well, one of the things, everything with the potato salad is, we have the it's red potatoes. And So we're not using a prepackaged.
Yes, please do not do that. This is fresh. That's fresh.
It
guess.
Is. It is.
When we
go ahead.
I was just going to say when we did this catering, the potato salad we make for catering. We do this potato salad for catering. What we have in the shop, we don't make because we don't sell a whole lot of it in there. But for catering, we make potato salad. And I did make a suggestion with this one catering we're doing for 115 people. We're doing like 40, 50 pounds of potato salad. And I said, Deb, did you want to buy the potatoes already cooked? And she said, absolutely not, Frankie. Absolutely not. So we did pots and pots of potatoes for that. So Debbie sticks
40 pounds of potato
40
salad.
40 pounds.
And she sticks with it. And thank God I'm married to her. Because I might not want to go through all the work, and I'm leaning towards buying potatoes already cooked, and then make a potato salad. That's a no, Frankie, because they do some pressure thing, and it takes a lot of taste out.
They taste like a chemical or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Now, so Frankie's got a martini in each hand, and Deb's working. She's rocking out those taters. So the first thing that comes to my mind when I eat this potato salad. And I'm so glad that it works because it is the perfect representation of what we're talking about. July 4th, I'm thinking the picnics that we went to as kids. This tastes homemade. Now, there's all kinds of potato salads, and sometimes potato salad is overthought, and people try to do crazy things. This is the potato salad flavor that I remember as a kid.
Now, the one thing we do that is different with it is we use fresh dill, and there's pickles in it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
That was one of the items I never put in there, and that was one of the items that Debbie said, Frankie, put pickles in it.
Now, you do get a little bit of dill on the back end of that. Yeah.
Uh-huh. My mother
never would have known. I mean, it's almost like that. What's going on there?
Both of us grew up eating potato salad. My mother always, a guy wrestler, always, being Irish, always made potato salad. And potato salad is one of the items that everybody eats.
Now, Mom always put radishes in her potato salad. That was one of our conversations that we had to have about potato salad in the very beginning.
So we're going to move from the potato salad to... Well, I was about to say pièce de résistance, but this is a July 4th show, so we're not speaking French. We're looking at the centerpiece of the table. So, people say, oh, you got to go to Frankie's to get the cheesesteak, certified Angus beef, the best of the best. This is South Philly style with the broccoli rabe and everything. You brought in a sandwich here that actually is the Italian hoagie.
Oh, yeah, Italian hoagie, which is the official sandwich of Philadelphia, not the cheesesteak. Most people believe, and actually... So did I growing up. But that the cheesesteak is the official sandwich of Philadelphia. And it really is. It's an Italian hoagie, which came into being like 1912. The cheesesteak came out in 1931 by Pat Alveri. But the Italians, when they were building ships at Hog Island in 1912 to 1314, that is where they started coming in with the hoagie.
And so what – kind of break this down for us. Some people say hoagie. Some people say submarine. Is there a difference between the two?
Well, a hoagie – I'll tell you the main difference between the two. A submarine could have almost any kind of meat in it. You know, a submarine could have ham, just regular old ham. It could have American cheese in it. It could have – Lebanon bologna in there, liverwurst, right. You got anything in a submarine. But in a hoagie, you must have Italian meats, and you must have provolone cheese.
Oh, didn't know that. Okay, so if someone walks into Frankie's and says, give me a hoagie, hold the cheese, they're going to be escorted out the door. No. Or give me a hoagie, give me some pepper jack.
We don't have pepper jack in there. I don't know if we ever have anybody that ever wanted to change.
Yes, we have.
Yeah.
And they were held in public rebuke.
Well, there's some talking that has to be done up there.
But the hoagie has Italian meats or Italian style meats. It's capicola.
Right.
Or gabagoo, as we say back home.
Yes. Right? Listen to you.
And it's Italian style. Don't necessarily have to come right from Italy.
No. All right. So you got Italian or Italian inspired meats. You got provolone cheese. You got, I mean, the lettuce just absolutely looks so fresh, emerald green. Now, I know that you pride yourself on serving your authentic cheesesteaks on Amoroso rolls that are shipped directly from Philly.
Absolutely.
Are you using Amoroso for the hoagies as well?
Absolutely.
You got to do it.
We have no other bread. Yeah. We have no other bread. We use Amoroso bread.
So for those who come in and ask for wheat, nope, sorry.
there's other places to go for wheat. We want to tell you the way you have a real hoagie.
Well, some of the new things we've done is nowadays you have so many Frankie's friends, as we call them,
right?
Who they have allergies, you know, the allergies to the wheat bread,
gluten free,
and I forget all
or the carbs
or the carbs, right.
I don't think too much about carbs. I've never watched them. You know?
we're gonna dive into this hoagie here, but let's get Deb back talking about some of the things that she's personally inspired. Now, of course, the potato salad is an option for the catering menu. Mm-hmm. And again, Frankie's is a great, fun, kind of different catering experience. But your name is actually on the menu, Deb. I mean, there's like a turkey sandwich or something going on here?
It's a turkey salad.
It's a turkey salad, so you can get fresh and healthy at Frankie's.
Exactly. It was one that I would make it for myself when I wanted to make a salad. And people would see me eating it in the dining room, and they're like, well, what's that? I'm like, well, it's just a turkey salad that I put together. So that's how it kind of came to be.
Yeah.
And it first started out that I wanted a sandwich or a salad with the turkey and cranberry together. And so we have the salad, and it does have the craisins with it, which are, I mean, to me, I love that.
Got to do it.
It's
beautiful.
So good.
Well, thank you for bringing a little bit of Deb for us to taste.
That is fresh roasted.
Yeah.
Roast roasted.
And boy, what a difference you can tell right away. It's like the chicken. He's still using Redbird chicken there.
Oh.
I mean, that is the best
Redbird
chicken.
Redbird Farms.
Just beautiful. Yeah. I mean, comparing that to other chickens around him, seriously, it's just a completely different taste.
It's Farms, Redbird Farms, and they're in Colorado. So we bring this chicken in from Colorado.
Now, when you go to the new website, which is just launched, is it frankiescheesesteaks.com?
Yeah.
it's like going to the I actually challenge you. If you go to frankiescheesesteaks.com and then you go to the Chamber of Commerce for the City of Philadelphia's website, they're exactly the same website. I mean, it's like the Convention and Visitors Bureau hired the same website company.
Well,
I love your new website, Frankie.
No, we have it there. There are some changes we have to do, is some of the wording. That we talk about when I was growing up, the house, it says on there, that the house that my sister lives in, I lived there too for 50 years. Well, I meant to say I lived in Philadelphia, not in that house.
In that house. See, people have already made their travel plans to go see the house that Frankie lived in.
My sister Jackie lives in that house now.
I love it.
And I'm so happy that she does, because I go there, and I might be talking to Deb. I said, I'm going to mom's house. I forget sometimes, though. It's Jackie's house. I think it's mom's house. But I love to be able to come in the house. And
isn't that wonderful?
I still envision myself running around as a little kid.
You still doing the bean soup every, you do that every New Year's, every Christmas?
New Year's. Talk about beans. Let my wife tell you about, when we come back, about the string bean fries.
The string bean fries that are making their debut on the Frankie's Cheesesteaks menu.
Green bean fries.
And I think we're the only deli in Tucson.
You have to be. Okay, so let's give away a Frankie's gift card. And I want to remind all of our listeners, if you have won a gift card in the last 30 days, why don't you just kind of take a pass at this one and let someone else win? You know who you are. But anyway, Frankie, what's a good question to ask our listeners this week? Could be something we talked about. Could be something we didn't. Nothing too hard. Nothing too easy. We got a lot of listeners that want to get in on this Frankie's action. What would be something fun to ask?
Well, we could ask them, name two of the biggest cheesesteak shops in Philadelphia.
Okay, great question. There's a lot of cheesesteaks in Philly. Yeah. We want to know, name two of the biggest. Now, you can say all you want and guess all you want, but Frankie is the guy who knows, so he is going to be the ultimate judge. So the question is this week, name two of the biggest cheesesteak places in Philadelphia. Pennsylvania. Anyway, if you think you know the answer, give us a call right now at 880-5678. That's 880-KNST. Good luck. We'll be right back.
Do you realize how many fantastic restaurants are in Tucson? He's your cheat sheet. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of happiness here at AM 790 KNST. We've got a full board of callers that think they know the answer to the trivia question this week from Frank Santos. He's asking, what are the top two
The Food Network has them on M2 all the time.
Absolutely. So we're going to take 1 minute before we take these calls. So be patient, callers, because I need to dive into this hoagie.
Now, I was born around the corner. I was born at 845 Earp Street.
Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I was right around the corner.
All right. So I'm going in on this hoagie. As I've been sitting here, you know what I love? The Italian meats, they're starting to sweat. They're starting to sweat a little bit. The natural oils are coming out of those meats. I'm going in. So talk about these hot peppers that I've put on these sandwich.
You know, back home. And all your Philadelphia listeners know this. We had our hot peppers back home. They call them long hots. These long peppers. Pretty much East Coast peppers, and they're the peppers that we put on sandwiches. But when I moved out here, we didn't have long hots. So what we do is we take equal amounts of Serrano's, Yellow Hots, and Anaheim. Equal amounts, 5 pounds each, we'll say, or sometimes 10 pounds. And then we marinate them in fresh garlic, olive oil, Italian seasoning,
beautiful,
salt and pepper. It must be fresh garlic.
Mm.
and Italian seasoning, and you marinate them. We like to get up to 2 days marinated on.
Just beautiful.
And then we roast them in the oven. And we do the same thing with the sweet pepper.
And I spoon those on top of this hoagie. And one of the things I love about these hoagies is there is some serious meat in there. So portion, you won't be complaining about portion size. I mean, there's a good amount of meat and cheese on this hoagie. The bread is so fresh, it sort of wraps itself around the meats, holds them together. And like I said, that capicola is starting to sweat a little bit. Just beautiful. The Italian hoagie at Frankie's Hoagie. Let's give away a gift card. Okay, there's four hungry people on the phone, and they think they know the answer. We're going to go to line one and see if Don knows the answer. Don, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Oh, I'm glad to be here.
Okay, we want to know two of the leading cheesesteak places in Philly. Go.
Gino's and Pat's.
Okay. Yeah.
Is that it?
Yes, absolutely.
Don, you nailed it. Anyway, Don, Gino's and Pat's. You got it.
I'm glad to get it. I've been to Frankie's a lot, and I know Frankie.
Wonderful, Don. Don, we're also going to give you a shirt and a hat.
Oh, listen to that.
There you go.
A gift certificate to experience Frankie's again. He's got a Frankie's shirt coming. He's got a Frankie's hat coming. Now, Don, you've been to Frankie's, of course, as you've shared, but have you ever been to Pat's and Gino's in Philadelphia?
I have, and I think Frankie's is just as good.
That makes two of us.
Thanks.
I think
very
he's,
kind of you,
I think
Don.
He's got
very
the edge, though, brother. Anyway, Don, thank you so much for listening, and thanks for calling. Congratulations.
And thanks for coming to Frankie's, Don. We appreciate it.
Yeah, we want you to stay on the line because Michael here.
Frank, yes. I'm the marshal from the golf course.
Oh, yeah, Don, yeah. All right, buddy.
Have you ever had to marshal Frankie off the course for any reason whatsoever?
I have, actually.
Anyway. Actually, you did. Hey, Don, say hello to your wife, too, for me, please.
Okay, I will.
All right, thank you, Don.
I love that.
You
He's
take
the marshal
care.
At the golf Everybody. Course. Right, okay, fantastic. He nailed it right away.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. How fun. Okay, so Pat's and Gino's, the rivalry has been around for decades and decades and decades. Frank, I mean, you gotta sort of lean one way or the other. Where are you going, Pat's or Gino's?
I'm a Gino's fan.
Gino's guy. Got it. Now, tell me about Jim's. People are saying, Frank, or, you know, Pat's, Gino's,
we actually, Jim's. We emulate Jim's as far as our cheesesteak. For a couple reasons. One is, Jim's uses medallions. Pat's chops to beat that, but not that fine. Either one of them, or I should say neither one of them, slice their own meat down. They don't do that. No, they bring it in from Argentina, I think it is. And if you go to Jim's Steaks.
Yes, they're still doing it.
Right. So, yeah. Go to South Street. As you're going upstairs, right in the back, you'll see the meat slicer going. And that's what talking to them. He said, Frankie, you go up and she's like, shot, you have a slice of meat down. So we have a full-time butcher. And that's what he does.
At Frankie's. Full-time.
Every day.
Every day.
There's a guy with dedication.
Right. Well, 5 days a week. Usually Friday.
That counts.
Right. Friday, slices enough down for Saturday and Sunday. And quite often I have to bring him in on a Sunday. But that's what his job is. That's what he does. 75 to 100 pounds of meat every single day.
I love it. Well, we can't wait to get down to Frankie's, have some cheesesteaks, have some hoagies. You got this new menu that you've rocked out. You've got green bean fries. You got sweet potato fries, all these wonderful new
sides.
Well,
let my buddy talk about that green bean fries. They're lovely.
You give me 10 seconds on those fries, Deb.
You know what? It's something that I had when I was in Minnesota after I spent the last year there. And we have it with the cucumber wasabi sauce, which is
that we make
in the shop.
It is
amazing.
Cucumber wasabi sauce, house-made at Frankie's with those green bean fries.
Green bean fries.
Oh, man.
Green bean fries, baby. I never had them in Philly. but I'll tell you what, they're good.
Cheese steak, green bean fries, a tasty cake to make it all come together at the end. And there you are, an honorary Philadelphian. Anyway, Frank Santos, Deb Santos, as sad as it is, we got to say goodbye. Make sure everybody knows exactly where Frankie's is located.
Frankie's is 2574 North Campbell Avenue. We're on the corner of Campbell Copper Street. Quite often, we're diagonally, of course, from Dunkin' Donuts.
Fantastic.
Everybody knows the Dunkin'
People knows exactly where you're going to be. Anyway, thank you so much, fellow foodies, for listening to our patriotic July 4th broadcast. If you missed any part of the show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be up on our website, onthemenulive.com, next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell and Frank and Santos and Deb Santos reminding you, if it's Saturday from 4 to 5,
it's the Matt Russell Show. Cheers.